Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for what we call Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have?
Today we have a lovely couple.
Did Dylan, you do the handprint?
Yeah, just for Erica. We have a lovely couple, Dylan and Catherine. They are here to discuss the nickname of their new child. So congrats are in order, but you can say that.
Okay. Did she win the toss? Catherine's
she
first.
Did, yes.
Catherine?
Yay.
Congratulations. Go ahead and tell us what's failing in your life.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My husband Dylan is driving me absolutely nuts.
Okay.
So the situation is that he won't stop calling our son Oliver Jr.
He calls him Oliver Jr. or he calls him Jr. instead of Oliver?
He calls him Jr. instead of Oliver. And to give you context, we talked briefly about naming our son Dylan after my husband, but we decided against it.
Okay. Thank you. I was very confused where the Jr. part came.
Yeah, what? Okay.
Right. So my husband's mother, she met our son for the first time, and she immediately started calling him Junior. And then my husband, Dylan, started doing the same thing, and he won't stop. So
I'm
a little annoyed because I feel like I've been ambushed and our son's name got hijacked. We agreed that his name is Oliver, and my husband literally never calls him that. And so now he's going to grow up confused with what his name is.
Well, he's a baby.
I'm just throwing it out there, but I just want you to know that nicknames do come and go.
Yeah.
Although I am now a grown-ass man with the name Slacker, and I can't really get past it.
Right, that one, not going.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
I can call you
Junior. Okay, do not call me. Let's just jump straight in with him. Dylan?
Yai.
Why are you doing that? Or I guess you want to tell your side?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I love Catherine, but Catherine's completely overreacting. I mean, look, Junior just he looks just like me. So it's just a harmless nickname, and I don't even really understand why she's even upset.
So, okay. But you agree to not name him after you, right?
Right.
So, okay.
So where's the junior coming from?
Is it just from the resemblance? Is that why this started? Listen, I'm not trying to put a backstory to this, but my brain immediately went to, is your mom doing the thing?
Yeah.
Is your mom kind of being a little bit of an instigator in your relationship?
Being passive.
Yes, and going like, oh, he looks just like you, little junior.
Or he's we were junior. Supposed to name him Dylan, but you guys chose Oliver, so I'm going to call him Junior.
Yeah. I mean, is that...
No, like, no. My mom, she doesn't mean any harm. She's just excited to be a grandparent, and it's just a little nickname, and it could have been Sport or Champ, but, like, he looks just like me, and Junior is super cute. That's it.
Hey, if it had been a girl, would there have ever been a discussion of naming her Catherine?
Oh my God. You cannot be mad at them for the rules of society that the feminine junior doesn't really exist.
But why do we do that? Because clearly they made a decision to then not do it.
Right. And this kid is not named Dylan. They're just calling him Junior. It's not that big a deal.
It's a bit odd.
Like, my dog's name is Moxie, but sometimes I call her Doodle. Sometimes I call her Moxie Doodle. Sometimes I call her Moxadoodle Doo. Like, it's just what he has said.
Supposed to be shorter.
Like, you just call them other things. And like with kids, my dad called me Basquali for the longest time. I have no idea what that means.
Isn't it like little buddy or something?
Maybe.
Can we say that on the air?
Right? Like, how? Okay. Catherine, what if they stopped by the time he's...
Oliver.
What, like, how long? I don't know. I'm torn by this because I do think nicknames are cute. Yeah. T-Hack, your name's not T-Hack.
No, not at all. It's, well, kind
well,
of.
Well, yes, it very much is.
But it's not. It's
yeah.
not.
No, my name's Tyler. Yeah.
But you don't like nicknames.
But that's true.
My name on the show is Slacker.
It is true. I didn't really pick T-Hack. I probably would have picked something else. But everyone called me T-Hack in high school. And when I went to college, I didn't tell anyone. And then it just picked up again. They started calling me that. And so I was like, I guess I'm stuck with it because people want to call me that. And I feel a little torn because my kids have a bunch of names, too, because there's kind of like Spanish versions of, like, my son is Papito, which is Little Poppy, or he's Pito. So right. Half the time we call him Pito. And right. Same with Mamita, she's Mita, little mommy. So,
sorry, Catherine, I'm going to say something to T-Hack here, and I hope this doesn't hurt, but isn't he confused, T-Hack? Doesn't he even not even know what his name is anymore?
I don't think...
Boo-hoo.
I don't think they're confused, but it does sometimes, like, when we're out in public or when we're with groups of people who know them as their real names, and if I accidentally call them that, it's a little... Confused, like, what? I thought your son was Leo. Why are you calling him Pito for?
Because that's a nickname we have for him, and it's Nunya. Like,
yeah.
Catherine, if people started calling Oliver Ollie, would you have a problem with that? Because that's I have a nephew, Oliver. We call him Ollie.
Right?
Mm.
Would that be a problem? Or is it just the junior?
Yeah, I mean, we have decided that his name is Oliver. So if his friends want to call him something different, you know, or he wants to make the decision and that he wants to be junior later on, then he absolutely has the right to do that. But I don't want to confuse my child in the early stages of his development. Okay.
Let me just get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423. If you're a junior, call on in.
I don't know what the right word is, if I'm being too analytical or taking it just like too serious. There is no junior, so how can junior be applied? I'm stuck on that. Nicknames are fine.
Junior is like, yeah. I remember there's a girl who I knew whose daughter could not have looked any more like her. I don't even remember the name of her daughter, but we called her MM.
Mini-Me.
Yeah.
Like, but that's still not junior. To me,
it's the same. Junior and Mini-Me, it's the same thing.
No, junior goes at the end, like you could sign documents and have, like, it be hey, junior, senior, hey, whatever. Junior.
Yeah, I've heard it that way too, for sure.
100%. It's a thing, like, yeah.
But what I'm wondering, Dylan and Catherine, is if Dylan's mom doesn't like the name Oliver.
Not their problem.
And if this is her way of getting around that, yeah, like...
Okay, but now Dylan's doing it, so...
Yeah.
Dylan, do you like the name Oliver?
I like it. I do like the name Oliver. That's his name. And he just also looks like me, and I could be calling him Cheesecake. It just, he looks like me.
Which is a nickname.
So he's called Junior.
One I've had.
That's a nickname.
And this morning.
He's not going to grow up confused that his name is Junior any more than it is Cheesecake. So it's just a word, and I am not trying to like backdoor.
Because it's like, come here, Pumpkin.
I know,
like, you call your little girl Pumpkin.
Can I say that thing? Like, it kind of feels like they're like taking everything away from Mom. She doesn't get the name she wants. He looks just like Dad. She did all the work, but now, calling him Oliver.
Your level of like, what? Oh, God.
But I really feel like that might be part of why Catherine's upset, is it's like, hello, I just birthed this child, and you're just going to be like, forget it. Let's call him Junior. Like, what?
And Catherine can call him Oliver, and it all works out in the end. Ugh. It's like,
maybe
Tiak spoke English to Leo. His wife spoke Spanish, and it just is what it is. And the kid's not confused. He's actually bilingual. This kid will have two personalities, an Ollie
and
a Junior. I don't mind it. I just think there's so many things you call your little kids. Like I was also Ito a little bit, because I was Miguelito.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I grew up in Longmont, and we hung out with the Rodriguez family. I was Miguelito, and a lot of times it was like Lito. I'm little Lito. Oh, yeah. That's little Miguel. Okay. Who cares? I'm not confused. I'm confused, but for different reasons. But like,
I just think Dylan's not respecting his wife's wishes.
And she's not respecting his. Like, this kid looks like me. I'm going to call him Junior.
But she did all the work.
It doesn't matter. He's still the...
And the nickname didn't come from him. It came from his mom.
Yeah, which feels backhanded. Catherine, are we nailing this, or are we absolutely...
Do you need to talk anymore, or do you want just Aaron and Erica to be your mouthpiece?
We got her!
All right, guys.
They're like Junior Catherines.
Now I'm going to come see, on. Okay.
Guys, hang on. We're going to get a jury for you. Don't move. I just think we're pushing too hard against it. I think, like a lot of things in life, if she had just let it go, it would have gone away. But the more you push against it, especially with a mother-in-law, you're not making that go away if you push.
So boundaries are bad?
No comment.
Oh, my God.
Is there something to the the weirdness of calling someone Junior, and then they've just got the pressure all the time to live up to...
Oh my God.
Their father, you know, and it's like, I want to go this path, but I'm Junior, so I have to follow my dad.
I think you and Aaron are taking the word Junior to automatically mean you're the next one. It's like, Junior's also just little. Like, the newest guy on the workforce when working construction, my dad called the newest carpenter, the new drywall, hey, Junior, grab that. It's like, you're the young guy, you're the new guy. Junior,
sure.
Junior. Yeah. It's like, you're not my... little one, is your Junior.
But in this situation, it is, because he looks exactly like him.
Hey, Dylan will tell you.
All right. I just think it's wild that we're pushing this hard. It's a baby. Babies are cute. You could call that baby Cheesecake, as we've said.
Yeah,
totally.
All right.
Better than Junior.
Please help with this horrible situation. This child is probably going to end up being a serial killer because we're calling him Junior and we're confusing him. 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
All right, we're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate. We got Catherine and Junior on the phone.
No.
And
Catherine
and Dylan are on the phone. They have a baby. They've named it Oliver. They agreed. Yay. But now Dylan and his mother have taken to calling the child Junior.
Even though he's not named after anyone.
Right. I think
Junior is not just that.
When you're that little, I think it is.
No, it's not.
I think that the bigger problem here is that the mother-in-law started it. I think that's a core issue.
Before we take calls, can we ask Catherine that? Catherine, if Dylan started this, would this bite less?
That's a great question that I haven't really thought about too much. And I think I would still be upset, but I think having, you know, the fact that his mother was the one who started it, I do think it kind of is a bit more triggering.
Yeah. It's right. a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
If he's doing it, it's kind of like, oh, he's bonding. That's cute. Yeah. But this is a little like, oh, you're
choosing a new name.
You're going against what we agreed.
It's not a new name. It's a nickname.
Why don't we let the people judge?
Okay.
Yeah.
Catherine, Dylan, feel free to jump in with any of these people that you'd like. And we're starting with Carrie.
Yay.
What do you think? Whose side are you on?
I am on Catherine's side. I think that names and nicknames both matter, but more importantly, he should have lobbied harder if he wanted his son to be called Junior before he was born. And this is coming from a family where my older son is the third, and so he's named after his father and grandfather, and his dad wanted to call him Trey, and now he calls him Junior, basically. But he's not a junior, and I think it's confusing for everyone.
That's very confusing.
He's not a junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, then, I'm willing to admit that I am probably going to get killed on this one.
Sure.
But I've spent the last 20-some years being called Slacker, and it doesn't hurt me or confuse me, and I understand I'm not a baby.
You weren't thrilled when I addressed your save the date to my wedding as Slacker.
Well, that's...
Point!
I'm just saying that I think we're all just we've put too much importance on this. Is he's just calling him... Like, I love that Leo's called Papito. That's... Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean he's like, wait, am I the dad? Unless your kid is stupid,
okay,
he's not gonna think, wait, is my name Dylan or Oliver? I don't understand. Am I a junior? I'm a junior associate. Wait, is that my dad now? No.
that's point.
Thank you. Thank you. Nate.
Yow.
I think that's the first time we've ever done that.
Yow.
Whose side are you? Oh God. Whose side are you on, Nate?
I haven't really picked a side. I will say it's funny that you guys mentioned cheesecake. I call my daughter cheesecake or cracker, and my wife doesn't have a problem with it. But the husband and wife need to get together and decide what they're going to call the kid. The mother-in-law should have no say whatsoever. You,
for sure.
You get married, it's you two together. And I'm not saying you have to be mean or be rude to the mother-in-law, but
You know what?
No,
it just makes me crazy. I don't know what the hell is wrong with you right now, Erica, because you are uncorked.
I was like, is she a charcuterie board?
Okay, listen to me. Okay, but here's the thing. I don't think you have to get together with your wife. Like, I have a relationship with my son that my wife doesn't have, and she has a relationship with him that I don't have. And I have things I say to him. I have things I call him that are not the same. And that, my friends, is okay. It's not, I start every conversation a certain way with him. And it's, okay.
Would you like to hear a text?
Can you pull it together long enough to read it?
Yeah. Nicknames should not come from the grandparents. Okay. My mother-in-law called my son Chasey. And we said, no, his nickname is Chaser.
Okay.
Everybody.
Do you consider Chaser, Dylan?
Dylan, I'm going to take at least one more call here. I just want you to know this is not a good day for you or me right now.
I wanted to ask Nate. I think he's off the phone now, but because Nate is a specific one. I have a friend who was Nate or Nathan, only later to find out it was Nathaniel.
He hated
Nathaniel.
Right.
But he would pretend, oh, it's Nate, short for Nathan. So it's like he had, I don't even know how many 100 names that is at that point. Yeah.
Yes. It's not, oh my God. Amanda?
Yes.
Yes. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Catherine's side.
What a shock.
I know it.
Why?
So I had to side with Catherine because I guess I would wonder why it shouldn't be a big deal for her, but it is clearly a big deal for Dylan and his mother to continue calling him Junior. Like she said, they agreed on the name Junior, and obviously she is voicing that it bothers her, and the fact that it's just kind of like, well, you need to just deal with it to keep the peace instead of, you know,
if a kid's got a cauliflower face, you're gonna call him flower or something, right?
That's bullying.
I don't know, I'm just saying, you just don't know.
I know that Dylan said it is just a nickname like sport or champ, But it came from the mother. It didn't come from Dylan.
You guys are
and it
hung up on that.
It feels like the mother is doing the thing, like you said. And the fact that he's kind of saying, you know, siding with his mom over siding with his wife, it just feels kind of yucky.
Thank you for the call, Amanda. I just,
you just don't get to choose where nicknames come from either.
Let's just pretend that your wife is a pretentious a-hole who loves the name Hazel. Loves it.
Okay.
And you start calling her Hayes. Is that a problem?
No, it's not.
Of course it's not
it's
a problem.
Not, no.
Because you're her father.
It's a version of the name.
What?
The name.
So
that's
what?
Different.
Hazy, Hazy Baby.
Right.
Hazelita. I can go on and on. I do this.
Right. And he's just calling his kid Junior. I just...
You are getting Dylan, smoked.
You're not going to call him Junior anymore because is there anyone in the greater metro area who thinks Junior's okay?
There is a text that says, sounds like she's jealous in some way. Like, he's my baby too. I don't even see how you could have an issue with it. That's a man. Just so you know.
Oh my God. You've made this about the mother-in-law and about men versus women.
No,
and it's just calling a cute kid a cute name.
Another one said Junior is just the same as when a girl calls her daughter a mini-me. So there are people who are like, I don't see the big problem. But a lot more texts the other way.
Catherine, you win. Congrats.
Thank you. So I knew that I was right the whole time.
All right. Take care, sport.
Wow. Oh, God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
No one in this room. No, actually, that's not true. I was going to say no one has used a nope yet, but dumbass used one on himself.
News. No! No! News. No!
Our only real hope is to decide.
Yeah,
this is news or nope.
News or nope. We can stop it at any time, but we rarely do. Tiak hated his own story so bad that he stopped himself.
Well, it kind of got hijacked. I don't know.
Yeah. It got hijacked because then we started listing all the famous people's birthdays and he gave up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I don't know. It's okay. Fine.
Well,
it'll be a new week.
Can I try again? Can I just throw this bone at you?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to go first today?
Oh,
no.
Sure.
He seems unprepared.
He's not ready? Okay, anybody just do it.
I'll go. Good evening.
Good
Welcome
evening.
To the program.
Nope. Okay. Sometimes you just have to use the nopes as a training exercise. That's like putting a little treat on your dog's nose and then whack. Like, nope.
That's terrible.
Nope. Yeah. A little bit more like a newspaper rolled up.
What the heck?
That was mean even by my standards.
Yes.
They can just talk about anything now.
Yeah. What were you doing, good evening?
Oh my God, I forgot. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
The Bachelorette is coming to Colorado. Taylor Frankie Paul is coming to, I've never heard of this town, Clark, Colorado.
Clark?
Yeah, where's Clark?
What is she doing?
They're doing
Clark
a group date here, and we can go.
What?
Should we?
I think we should. You have to be available for the full duration, which I think is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 10th.
Yo, that is all the way, like, almost to
it's north
Wyoming
of
and Utah.
No, this says Clark, Colorado is a small village.
You have to be 18 years or older, and you have to sign an appearance release and an NDA.
Yeah, it is north of Steamboat.
I think it'd be fine.
I'm not a big Taylor Frankie Paul
I am
because
she's crazy, and I'm aware she's crazy, so she's entertaining.
It just feels weird, I think I've said this before, to be like...
She has the DV thing.
Yeah, you got the police called on you for having a very bad argument with your husband, but do you want to date a bunch of men on national television?
So this is Bachelorette?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But she was on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, that one.
You said okay. It's very hard to keep track.
All right, so she's coming when?
The 10th.
Are you asking for the day off?
I think we all are.
I'm not going to Clark.
But you could meet her and this could be your chance.
No.
I don't want to be with a DV girl.
That's fair.
I'm with you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that update, Aaron.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
Song coming out today. It's called Mature for anyone who wasn't aware.
Do we have it?
She, I don't think we have it just yet. Okay. She was on Jake Shane's podcast. If you don't know who that is, Slacker.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Doesn't. I mean, I know.
You don't either?
No, I do. He's getting a Hulu comedy thing.
Okay, great. I'm so thrilled. I love him. But she was talking about Jake Shane. I could say his internet name, but like I can't.
That? Yeah.
Therap is his podcast.
Wussy.
Yeah.
He's a wuss.
Okay.
Do you really not know who it is?
I don't think so.
God. No. He was viral for doing like random things like act as the Titanic when the iceberg hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's not on the Odyssey app, I don't know much about it.
I don't. What is that? O-D-Y?
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Free in the App Store or Google Play Store.
Can you like listen to this show?
Oh, live or on demand.
Could I go back and just listen to Slacker spanking you on your nope over? Could I just hit back 10 seconds, back 10 seconds, back 10 seconds?
Talk about Hillary Duff?
Yeah.
Given that neither of you have a N-O-P-E. Great. Well, Hillary Duff was on this podcast.
What word did she just spell?
Did I say N-A?
No, you said N-O.
Oh, I'm not saying it. Thank you. She was talking about recording What Dreams Are Made Of, the very, very, very popular song from the Lizzie McGuire movie. She says she doesn't even remember recording it for some reason. She loved the song at the time.
For some reason, or was she a druggie then?
No, she said...
No, she's never been one.
She wasn't?
She's not.
I'm confusing her.
She's like, it was technically a Lizzie McGuire song. I really remember the song. I love it. But there was just so much going on at that time. Yeah. I can't remember specifically recording that. Then she said, Aaron's going to love this. Should she ever go on tour again, she would be open to singing What Dreams Are Made Of. She said, I'm sure I would be allowed to sing some version of it.
Okay. Can I ask a question that will make everyone in the room mad? Am I the only one who confuses Hillary Duff with the girl from Sharknado?
Tara Reid?
Tara Reid?
Tara Reid.
You are the worst.
They're not the same person?
Hillary Duff is our queen, a millennial icon. She is everything, and don't you ever do that again.
And Tara Reid isn't?
No, who the heck is that?
I don't know who Tara Reid is.
Boys, she was.
Right, right? Am I crazy?
Yeah, Tara Reid was.
Okay.
No.
Hillary Duff is so much cuter and more fun.
Tara Reid was in all the American Pie movies.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hillary's younger than her, for sure.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. you're a little... Your years are a little off.
Okay. Great. Well, it looks like we're back around to T-Hack. And since I can't stop him, it's up to you texters at 303.
Or the
curls.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Motion Picture Association.
Did you see that Hillary said?
Oh, my God.
Hillary
you gotta bring a news story. Hold on. Yeah. You gotta bring a news story.
Yeah, no, it's gotta be a news story.
You're gonna note me?
But the only person left who's gonna
hit
do
the
it.
Bed. No.
Hit the bed.
But wait, who went? Who went?
I'm the only one left.
We're out of time!
No! That doesn't count!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight,
the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Do I seem different?
Oh, I hate when people
gray,
do this.
Black. Mm-hmm. No haircut. Beard's fine.
Beard's great.
Yeah, yeah. The beard was a little darker earlier this week.
It was darker earlier this week.
Yeah.
A day after I had put some.
It looks perfect now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Mm. Yeah, it's fine.
You've got like a looser neck going on your tee.
Yeah,
is that it?
That's true.
I'm gonna stop y'all because it's.
Did you get that Botox you've been talking about?
No, I have not gotten. I am uncaffeinated.
Oh, oh my gosh!
Nice.
Are good you okay?
You guys.
Is this on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Nice, nice.
It's not because I'm trying to be healthy.
Oh.
Do you know the name of the guy in charge of the bleeps? Whatever his name is?
He's on the research team.
Okay, well, tell him to get ready.
Okay.
Because Starbucks.
What?
Hey, what just happened?
What?
Because I was so mad, I wasn't sure if I was going to say you, but you're right.
Okay,
I'm just going.
Okay.
You know what?
How many times can I say it?
I agree. I'm doubling down.
I'm
you, Starbucks.
Okay. All right. He's popped his head up now.
Yeah. I'm okay. I don't need to say it.
You guys,
what's going on?
I still
on?
Went today and I still got my first ever holiday drink.
It awesome.
It was delicious.
Dude, I am going to do what they want me to do right now. I'm doing it, even though it's against what I want to do. I'm going to talk about them. And this is what they wanted. They rolled those. Oh, man. Dude, whatever. Is it Chet? Is that his name? Chet?
Yeah.
Chet. Get ready, because I don't know if I can get through this without cussing more.
Okay. Grab another guy.
They rolled the bears out.
Yeah,
they rolled the bears out.
20-ounce glass bears, cups.
Right.
Tiak, I know you're going to appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
When Nike does a drop, when the sneakers app does a drop.
Yes.
You have a chance. It's not.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the window opens for 10 minutes. Anyone can open. It can enter for 10 minutes. Then it shuts down. So it's not first come, first serve. It's the window's open.
Is it a raffle?
It's a lottery.
A lottery. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Once you get in there, you have a chance.
Yeah. You're in.
You said, I want the four in the cement.
Yep.
And like you're just in it. In a 10.
This is my size.
Wasn't sure which word you were going to say there.
That's what you want, right?
Yep.
And what is your win-loss percentage?
Pretty good, actually.
It's in the 70s or above.
I would say, yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
I don't know a person who got one of those bear mugs,
no,
you guys.
I don't either.
And I know people, I know you know people, Aaron,
yeah,
who tried in a way that like was getting up early, like it's a Taylor Swift concert.
My best friend Rachel has to get up early anyways to go to work.
Okay.
Like absurdly early. If her boss is listening, let her sleep in. So she was at her first Starbucks at 5:05, sold out.
That would send me.
Yeah.
So she
went to another.
5 o'clock in the morning, they're sold out of a thing that started today.
What?
Second one, sold out. Third one, sold out.
She tried that hard?
Yes.
Starbucks can't open before 5. What time do they even open?
So I roll into my Starbucks super early because I wanted one. Mostly, if I'm being honest, I get it, universe. I only wanted one to gloat in front of these two.
Yeah, I have
that's
a feeling.
The only reason.
I don't want one. Yeah. I just want to get one for Rachel.
Right. But I was just going to come in going, and like, look at the faces on these two.
I would have loved one.
I know. And this is why I didn't. I was like, this is why I'm not getting it. Because you don't genuinely want it. You haven't put the positive energy out into the universe. You are getting it for negative reasons. But since I didn't really want it, I decided to shoot the moon. And I'm like, hey, tell me about these bear things. What time are you at? Oh, we were out by like. I'm like, don't you open at 5? He's like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Like the first order came through the drive-thru. I'm like,
What?
They order 60 coffees. Like, no, we only got four. And I'm like,
four.
You got four in one of the busiest Starbucks. So what? I've since gone to other Starbucks because this is how unbelievably mad I am.
Okay.
The most anyone got, and if you look on Reddit, the most any big store got.
Like in delivery, not people buying.
Was six.
What?
Yeah.
But these sons of...
Do you think they did it on purpose?
100%. Yes, create the demand.
But the demand is still created if you give 50 people a chance. If you give 100 people a chance. Four or six per store.
Starbucks.
It makes me go, okay, I'm never buying a special thing from you ever again.
Yeah. That's not what you want to say. You know what you want to say.
He's ready. He's ready. Yes!
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes life is hard.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about comfortable things.
Mm.
Does everybody here, I think, we could do a whole show on comfort food.
Oh my gosh.
SpaghettiOs.
I don't think we could do a whole show on it anymore.
You know what? On that note,
I'm out, sharks.
Okay, without anybody saying what she just said, please text in what you think she just said, because I don't think anybody knows what she just said. Like, do you really think anybody knows what she just said?
No.
Like, there's no way you know what she said.
Oh my gosh. Please, I'm sure someone got it.
No, but okay, 303-222-5423. What did Erica just say? There's not going to be any. Okay, here's the thing. Is there a movie or a TV show? Okay, Erica's already agreeing. You barely watch shows. You're so hard. Like, we do movie quotes in here.
You're going to lose it.
Okay, but like, I'm just saying, do you know how often we do movie quotes? And you're like, what's that? What?
That's because she's too busy watching her comfort movie over and over.
You just watch the same thing.
I do not like new things.
Marriage is going to be a joy for you.
Oh, no, that's not new anymore. We're basically married.
Okay, yeah. So you do you have a show or a movie? I have a little bit of both.
Probably both, yeah.
What's your movie that you think I'm going to go nuts over?
I don't think you're going to go nuts over. I think these two might like it.
Oh, you're doing the age thing. Now you're trying to make me feel bad.
It has nothing to do with age. I just...
Don't know if you've seen it.
Two different kinds of people in the world, and I think T-Hack Aaron and I fall on one, and you fall on the other. Mm-hmm. It's The Holiday. You don't like
The Holiday?
The Holiday?
I've never seen it.
My gosh.
Don't worry, Erica. I've also never seen it.
Is that one of the ones where it has like 14 celebrities in it or whatever?
Well, there's kind of four. Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jack Black.
Oh, is that the one where they switch houses?
Jude Law. Yes. You've seen it?
Hey.
Yeah.
It's... business is open. I am now accepting apologies.
Okay. I am sorry. Do you like that movie?
I do like that movie.
Oh my gosh. Do you want to watch it? We could go to your house. We could turn on the big TV. These two could come. We could do the popcorn and the...
Maybe we got the... it's okay. That's your comfort movie?
Yes.
About brokenhearted people move like Airbnb and switching houses. And falling in love with the other people in each
Can
other's
I spoil
lives.
It?
Yeah, he's spoiling quite a bit.
I'm going to tell you this. It's an A&E. What's the channel? Hallmark. It is a glorified Hallmark movie.
It was in theaters. I saw it with my mom.
It's just they
the
just went
theme of it, yeah.
And blew up a Hallmark movie a little bit. Oh, small town girl goes to.
It came out in 2006.
Great.
Actually, your son was born in 2006.
Yes.
It came out. I don't know. Right before that. It is elite because it's holiday, obviously, but it's not fully Christmas. There's a little bit of Hanukkah in it, which I love.
Yeah.
And there's love and heartbreak.
That's your... Yeah.
And a dog.
I don't think you understand what we're looking for here.
I've been watching this movie since I was 13.
And like, you're sad and this, you watch this and you feel better.
For sure.
Okay.
I can't believe neither of you have seen it.
It's been on.
I've been meaning to.
In rooms I've been in.
I think it's weird that you haven't seen it because you are the Hallmark movie guy,
right?
Yeah,
but this was like a real movie. This wasn't a Hallmark movie.
So that's what you don't like about it?
Yeah, I want the Hallmark
movie.
You want
it to be real cheesy.
Yeah, I want the guy with eight sweaters on. You know, they always have so many layers. What's with all that?
It's very cold.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your comfort movies?
The first one I'm thinking of, though, is not a movie. Like, whenever I'm down, I go to one episode.
Dartboard?
Diamond Dogs.
Yeah.
Diamond Dogs from Ted Lasso.
So good.
It helps. I would say to everybody, just go watch that episode. But you have to watch the episodes before. It's not that far into season one. Yeah. But it's the moment where
literally
Ted...
literally the third episode.
Is it the third?
I think.
Yeah, it's, I was going to say it's episode three or five. Yeah. It's pretty early. But Ted's relationship with Rebecca and Rupert and it just everybody, it just gels.
Yeah.
So hard. And Ted just makes one of those speeches. And like, if you are feeling like life is futile, watch the Diamond Dogs. And like, I get done and I'm just like, let's go. Build something or be something. Like, I just, God, I'm so happy after that episode.
It's episode 8.
Oh.
It's that far
the one
in.
Called the Diamond Dogs?
The Diamond Dogs is the one, yeah.
But, I mean, they're short episodes.
They really are, yeah. Huh. Oh, my God. It hacked. You never watched.
Mm-mm.
God, no. You would like Ted. You and Ange watching Ted Lasso would make my heart so happy. Instead of watching prisoners make out.
My parents watch it and they like it a lot. A lot of curse words for them, they say. That's their review.
What?
In Ted Lasso.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Roy Kent, sure.
Yeah.
But does he even swear?
All the time.
Yes, because his niece gets in trouble for
his
swearing.
His chant in the stadium.
Roy Kent. He's here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I said I get enough swearing at work. I work with soccer, so okay. I need a break.
Listen, we're going to let everybody else in the studio tell their comfort shows and or movies, but we want to hear yours as well. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I think that I will be correct in saying that I think the three of us have seen this movie and Slacker has not. What a Girl Wants.
Oh my God. The Amanda Bynes?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who's Jenny Garth? Is that the mom?
No. No, that's the show with Amanda Bynes.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Is that the one with Channing Tatum?
No.
Is that the one with Malcolm in the Middle?
No, that's She's the Man.
That's the one I've
Which
seen.
Which is the one
Colin
with Malcolm
Firth
in the Middle?
Is her dad in What a Girl Wants. That's, okay, I was thinking of the TV show.
Somebody pay attention to me. Which one's the one with Malcolm in the Middle?
Oh, that's a spy one?
Agent Cody Banks?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It is Agent Cody Banks.
But that's with Hilary Duff. That's not.
Yeah.
Is it not with Amanda Bynes? It is with Amanda Bynes.
There was a big thing about Hillary's mom went because they were filming Lizzie McGuire at that time, and there's a big drama.
No, with it. Agent Cody Banks is with Hilary Duff.
It was supposed to be, of, I think, Amanda Bynes. I don't know.
And she got
you're
booted?
Thinking Maybe. Of there's a movie.
What am I? I know what you're talking about.
And the guy turns blue.
Yes.
Yeah. And Giamatti turns blue.
Yes. Yes. What is that movie? He died.
Big Fat Liar.
Yes.
Big Fat Liar.
Yes.
Oh, that is such a good movie.
But is it a comfort movie? Is it a movie that will drag you out of your...
Maybe no. I should try it tonight.
No. Okay.
There is a funk going on. We'll talk. Okay.
And for me,
yes,
it's The Dark Knight.
What?
Because it's on TV all the time, and no matter what point of the movie it's on, you got me.
But if do you feel better after?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Really?
Gotham is saved.
Which one is The Dark Knight? That's the
middle one.
The middle one.
With the Joker.
With, oh
the
my
one
God.
Where he's walking away from the bus? That one?
And it explodes.
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
Heath Ledger. I mean, Heath Ledger won an Oscar for that movie.
Maybe it was that one. Because it didn't explode on time, so his reaction was real.
Oh, it wasn't
real.
The bus, it was the hospital.
Sorry, that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, at any point, I just like, I'm in. I know the movie so well, I can just pick it up whenever. Where are they? But he's got him in his...
I'm worried for you that that's your...
I'm going to tell you this. Movie? I think when people are calling in, you're going to find guys sometimes. Because like... Noah, my son, anytime we just sit down and we're just kind of like, what should we watch? He's like, did you know that the guy who made Interstellar also made some Batman movies? I'm like, what? And we like describe the movies, even though we've watched that trilogy back to back to back.
Yeah.
14 times.
It's so good.
Every single Batman Begins. Not great.
Yeah.
Dark Knight.
That one
unbelievable. Dark Knight Rises. Huh. Huh.
Yes, yes.
And just will drag you out of whatever move. Because the good guys win! Yes. The good guys win! That's what you want.
The Batman.
I'm Batman.
You said that like Hugh Jackman.
Because they call him the Batman. It's so cool. It's like, it's real. Oh, it's real life.
And there's a blah. The soundtrack is just like blah. Oh,
if I never have to watch those films again, I'm okay.
Wow.
Take it. I'm
just not.
Just take it back, please. I'm begging you.
I don't even think I've seen all of them.
You know what? You don't get SpaghettiOs at my house. None for you. All right. If you've got a comfort movie or show, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So we're doing comfort movie. Mm-hmm. And I have to start with an apology. Comfort movie or show. Mm-hmm. I guess all you people driving around, you've got things to do, but you've got time to pull over on the side of the road and type the word SpaghettiOs.
We did
like
get
a bunch of morons.
Some hilarious spellings too. So yeah. I think people were. We don't condone driving and texting.
We do not. But if you're going to drive and text, definitely text the word SpaghettiOs. Because Erica didn't even say it. She was like, SpaghettiOs!
I think I was like, SpaghettiOs!
Such a weird thing.
We got a lot of calls, too.
Did we really?
People saying SpaghettiOs.
Okay. I'm sorry, everyone.
So we're just talking about when you're down and out, what's the movie or show that makes you feel better about everything? Nicole?
Yay!
What's your comfort show?
My comfort show is E.T., the extraterrestrial.
I'm
going to say
that's a show?
I love it.
The movie?
The movie. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about a show.
You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah, of course. Drew Barrymore is a little
It doesn't really hold up for me. Like the next time I... Ouch.
I definitely was scared of it.
All the teenagers working together against the grown-ups for a common goal.
I do like that.
And they win in the end. I just love it. And I love their house.
But you know what I love?
It makes me feel comfort.
It's like Hack with Batman. Do you remember seeing that movie the first time the kids' bikes took off? And you're like, oh my God. Like they're just riding an E.T. Have you even seen the movie?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And he flies in front of the moon. It's amazing.
Oh. I think I was so young when I saw it for the first time. Probably God, same for you guys. We're like, so young. Where I don't remember the first time I saw it.
It was already a classic when I saw it. So.
Oh, my God. I am so sick of this room. I'm going to go. Thank you, Nicole. That's a great one. Paula?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your comfort movie or show?
Hope Floats.
Oh, is that Sandra?
I've heard of that.
With Harriet Connick Jr.?
And Sandra Bullock, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she her husband left her in the beginning, and then it's really, she goes.
I vaguely remember that. Here's the thing.
Great movie, right?
Harry Connick is such, for me, he is an iconic jazz musician. He is an unbelievable pianist.
And a former American Idol judge.
He was?
Yeah, that's the only reason I know who he is.
But anyway. He's a smoldering leading man in that movie. Ooh. He plays.
He's very hot,
You're just
very
like
hot.
It's crazy how good he is at like he's real. You're like oh, and then just knowing you can play piano too, and you're like oh, and he's got that like swoony Sinatra voice.
Everything, and he dances with her at that cowboy bar.
Wow. Right, maybe we'll all go watch that later.
Looks like it might be on Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, cool, yeah. It's from 98.
You guys should go see that.
We were alive.
Thank you. Yeah, how long young were you then, Erica?
5.
Oh, my gosh. I had started working here. Krista.
Yay.
What's your comfort movie?
So my comfort movie is Practical Magic with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Just anything it's, Sandra Bullock.
Oh honestly?
Miss Congeniality?
Yeah.
That is trash. Dance you like that movie?
No, it's so good.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
I like it's slacker. I really do. It's about witches, and it's about sisters, and there's some scary parts, and it has a love story in it.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I'll watch everything Sandra Bullock does. Maybe I'm just going to be a... maybe I'm going to join
it. And I have two sisters, so it's important, and I love... Which is, I love witch movies like Hocus Pocus. We dressed up for Halloween.
Okay, so you got a real theme going on there.
A thing for witches.
Yeah,
98, so great year for Sandra. That same year.
No,
way.
What year was
it
Speed?
Really was.
Do you think?
2001.
Now Speed would have been before. She was.
Oh.
94.
Yeah, Speed was before.
Dang it.
Speed was a movie that put her on the map. Oh. All right, thank you, Krista. Do you feel like Krista could hear us?
Not sure. I don't think she can hear
you. Just having a...
What's the Sandra Bullock one with Ryan Reynolds where she...
The Proposal.
The Proposal.
Oh, my God. Why has nobody said that movie?
That's a good one. We put that on recently.
God, that's such a good movie. What are you doing?
The dog.
Oh, no, that sounds like Home Alone.
It does sound like Home Alone. You're doing Kevin!
But the dog kept getting snatched up by the birds.
Mm.
And the dog's name was Kevin also?
I think so. It was a little white fluffy dog. Okay. Okay.
I just remember Coach being in it. Craig T. Nelson, he's the dad, isn't he? Isn't he Ryan Reynolds' dad?
Yeah. But you think of him as Coach?
Yeah.
And not Mr. Incredible, you heathen? What kind of father are you?
He's Coach.
He's the voice of Mr. Incredible?
Yes!
Well, I've never seen him.
Oh, my God!
The dog's name was Kevin.
Okay.
Confirmed.
If you're in your car, fresh off of texting the word SpaghettiOs and wondering what's wrong with your life, it's us. We're the problem. Antonio?
Yai.
What is your comfort show?
The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah is just, it just makes me so happy at the end of the movie.
But it's the last one. How can I make it?
Oh, no. It's,
no? It's a play on
words? You gotta watch
okay.
it to know. Mm. Sorry, I saw it one time in theaters. Don't remember the plot.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just gonna end this so everyone can be happy again.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm taking a deep breath. Okay. Does anyone know
okay.
if we're in retrograde?
I don't. Okay.
There is a full moon.
Last night.
It was last night?
I'm pretty sure.
I missed it. Moon water searches were
some
high.
Big, you know, beaver moon.
Did you say beaver?
Yeah, I do think it was like the beaver moon.
I've never heard of that in my life.
I'm really torn because...
I missed it. I thought it was tonight.
Here's why I'm torn. I think people
okay.
who... listen to our show, come to our show to brighten their day, right? It's just like, work sucks, picking up my kids at school sucked, or whatever. Whatever it is, and it's like, I'm going to turn on this show and get a moment of like brevity or like whatever, right? But just someday, like our job is to come in, doesn't matter what's going on in our personal lives, we got to come in and be like, yay, we're dropping bags of King Supers.
Right.
We have fun things to talk about. We're giving away Pentatonix tickets.
Yeah.
Like, woo.
Come see us Saturday. Woo.
Green Valley Ranch. I mean, like, look, right. we're doing it. We're doing the positive side of our job.
Right,
Green Valley Ranch, 9 a.m. See you there.
Yeah, King Supers.
You can get the bag.
It's that also says Poppy on it.
It does. King Supers, Poppy, us.
Yeah.
On the other side, it says something stupid. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And I give you full permission because I don't think it's just, I don't think we should ever come on the show and complain, really. Even though that's basically all I do.
I plan to, actually.
But I feel like you're right. Something is so wrong that it's not just you. It's me. It's
yes.
It's like.
I've cried like 17 times in the past 2 days.
Oh. That feels like another problem.
No, it's the moon.
I've gotten DMs from friends because I posted about this.
Okay.
There is something going on.
Something going on. Oh.
With the moon and the stars and the technology.
Yeah.
I have been talking about this off the air all week. I have been locked out of my wedding website.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't, like, I have been on the phone. I've been sending emails. I yelled at someone this morning. And I don't know
You're
that
You're not
I,
a yeller.
I'm only when
he
it comes to...
He has a name. It's Dane.
No. I did not yell at... Well...
He was the
Oh, my God!
I didn't yell at my fiance. I yelled at the person on the phone. I don't think I even want to say the company name yet. When it comes time, we will ride at dawn with that name. I'm telling you right now.
We will ride
because
at dawn.
I've already sent my save the dates with the website on there. If I can't update it... Who's going to pay
Why
for
Why are you
reset?
Locked out? Is it because you did something stupid?
No. There is a two-factor authentication thing.
That you set up.
No. It's required by the website.
Okay, but
so
you
I
still...
put in my email and password. By the way, logged in many times. Have never had a problem. I've created the whole website. It needs updating, but...
The registry's not on there.
The registry? We haven't even done yet because we're locked out. So, anyway, I'll calm down a little bit.
No, you shouldn't.
No, because I don't think you're lying.
It's like, I put in my email.
Yeah.
And my password. Woo! You're in, baby. Oh, wait, we need a verification code. Great. Sitting there looking at my email. Here, it doesn't go. So I try again. I've probably tried 55 times in the last 4 days or so.
All right.
And almost it's not the working. Amount of times I've cried.
Yep, almost. So then I talked to them and they're like, oh, we don't know the problem. And I said, I have trusted you with very important information for a very important day. If you cannot get me into this website, we are going to have a very big problem.
Yeah, no, I mean, you are on the cusp of being a bridezilla, but rightfully so.
Absolutely, I'm on the cusp of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then I come into work today. I'm coming in early. I'm going to record spots. Those are the commercials.
Commercials, yeah. For my friends at Natura.
This is for Aura Frames.
What are they?
Cool. Those digital frames where...
Oh, where he could get it for you,
and then he uploads photos from college.
Just putting photos up, and then he puts up something like scandalous that he didn't want to put on there, and I'm like, whoa, what is he doing?
That's not usually what happens.
Or vice versa.
Is this an endorsement for Aura? Yeah, right.
But I come in, I get the board all set up, which is big for me. I don't like to do that. I try to open our computer over here, and there's a little software we have to load to do this.
Didn't work. It's a cat? Or is that just the sound of the spinning wheel turning?
What color was it?
Blue.
That's the wrong one, isn't it?
Wait, what color was the software?
Yeah.
Oh, orange.
Is that the right one? Because there's two different versions.
Oh. Maybe she was
and one won't
one.
Load.
What do you mean?
Yeah, there's an old version and a new version.
I tried every. I searched it in the little bar.
Yeah. Okay.
One's a decoy.
For the cats.
Yes. Okay. It keeps the cats away. Okay.
But technology. So, does anyone else feel like they've been kicked in the gut?
I'm going to say, like, it's always, look, Apple, you guys paid a lawsuit. You know this. I love you, Apple. I was just at your store today. I got a new watch band. Love you.
Today.
But you sons of, they spin the phones down. When a new phone comes out, all of a sudden your phone battery's like, I can barely make it through the morning. It just, whatever. And it's like, you sons of, whatever. Okay. My MacBook is doing that now. And I'm like, I can't just upgrade it. They're like $2,000.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah.
You use one to DJ and you're afraid to update the OS because it's like it just bricks all of your equipment all at once.
Yep. You have to just lock in on whatever version you're on forever.
I do that with like Logic.
It's way too risky to update.
So this is doing that now. My car. I get in my car, black screen.
No.
Yes. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, had to get out, get back in, get out, get back in, and finally turn on. I'm like, something is going. I feel like Elon is just going, watch this. I'll get this guy in Commerce City to get out of his car four times.
What? Mercury. He's about microwave. To be in retrograde.
Hold on, it gets worse.
I googled, is Mercury retrograde? And it said, yes. Mercury went into retrograde on the 9th.
It's what?
November 9th. It begins on the 9th.
Okay, even Google's having it.
Yeah, everyone's
So, okay. So what are we going to do about it?
Call and complain some more.
Okay.
No, I'm ready to hunker down, stay in a cave.
We ride at dawn! Yes!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm not sure I want to do this anymore.
You don't give me enough warning. It's hard when the song is fading and I gotta go find something.
Yes. I think it's time for some controversial rankings. This one.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber.
This is dumber.
He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers.
Oh, I'm going to make up a dance to this one.
But he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when we call these lists.
The rankings.
It's TX's controversial rankings.
Thank you.
Woo. Love that song.
So a dance probably more than us singing along with
it. Oh, yeah. Did you see me doing crunch the numbers?
That's good.
Come
How
on.
Is this crunching numbers? How is that's
what
eating,
else would it be?
That's like Pac-Man.
Crunching numbers.
Fine. How about this?
Crunching numbers is like on a spreadsheet. Like he's on a spreadsheet.
I was holding up my hands trying to crunch them.
Yeah, it's just getting worse.
You know what? Have a little whimsy in your life, would you?
Okay. Do you want another run at it?
No.
He says dumb thing.
I want to get to the list.
Let's go. Okay, so if you don't know what this is, TX decides he's going to rank something that you don't care about.
Well, this one actually, I don't remember if it was Erica or Slacker, but one of you said I should rank this, and I decided I will. So it took a little time. I had to crunch the numbers.
I will say this. If it's the one that Erica said, you're probably off the show after this.
I don't remember what I suggested.
I don't know. Without further ado, this is the controversial fundraiser rankings.
Oh, yeah. You said this.
I don't think I said
yes,
this.
Yes, you did. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it was
Fundra-
him.
Oh, this is good. Let's do the dance, everyone.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber.
We don't love it yet.
I do want to do this.
He says he's got dad.
So this is the fundraisers you had to do in school, or did you open it up to any fundraisers?
No, this is specifically school.
The
it's
different
gonna be
things.
School, yeah. Because I just get to the controversy now?
Yeah, so, okay.
I'll tell you right now, Girl Scout cookies, not on the list.
Because it's not school sanctioned.
You can crunch some numbers, Erica.
Thank you so much. Okay. I get the rules.
Okay, I want you to understand that being accepted into this particular group is not one you want.
Is my job on the line now, too?
Okay. It's bad.
These are, the things you do for school to raise money. Coming in at number 10, the worst, popcorn. Mm. Selling popcorn door to door. Terrible. I don't like popcorn.
I thought that was only the Boy Scouts.
I will say this. I was about to come off the turnbuckle at him, but I do remember having to do it in school as well.
Okay.
The Boy Scouts do have kind of a niche on that. They're just not as well known. Like the Girl Scouts are a little bit like the mafia. If you tried to sell a thin cookie that was sort of chocolatey and minty, I feel like you'd get a knock on your door and there'd be a Girl Scout going, sorry, I understand you're selling cookies.
Yeah. How about you step outside
for a second? We'll talk about your cookies, huh?
Yeah,
Samoa, Salessa. Huh?
Oh, I've got a qualifying question.
Okay.
Are these the best or the worst of the fundraisers?
These are the best.
Okay.
So we're going to get
number one.
Is like the most enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The best fundraiser.
Is this the one you want to sell or the one you want to buy or a little bit of both?
I feel like they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never...
he
like,
seems unsure about that.
Because I sucked at all of them, and I don't want to say all the different things I've had to sell in my life, but dignity was one of the worst.
Yeah.
But I just... We ended up... Like, with my kids, I just ended up buying them. Because not want to make my kids go door to door. I think that's humiliating.
Right. Work is horrible.
Effort.
Bad.
I never...
Learning
you guys,
skills...
Would you want me to bring, like, it's the worst. Carlene, you know I love you. I love you if you're listening. She used to work here.
Yeah.
She's director of national sales, but her daughter would sneeze weird and she'd box it up and try to sell it. Like, it was like.
I never got to try her apple dip and I need Carlene to come back so I can try it.
Her daughter would sell like apple dip.
Oh, man.
Her daughter did a lot of things for children's and other different things. It was awesome, but it's like, cool it. Like, you're pushing your kid on us at work.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, okay, so.
Do number
apple
nine.
Dip not on the list.
Well, because that one was just one that she did.
Okay.
I never tried it because it was cream cheese based, I believe. So.
Number nine.
Yeah.
Gift wrap.
Oh, I loved selling gift wrap.
I don't remember this.
How much can you really sell?
Not
you know?
That much.
It's
not
like,
that much.
I'll unload your all you got. Here's $8.
Help me with this. Was it special in any way?
I think it was holiday. It was like usually around October, November. And
did it have the logo of the charity on it?
No, or
it was just for
your holiday
wrap.
Yeah, and I remember calling all my aunts and uncles, and I don't think I sold much.
Well, how much can it really cost? Like,
right.
It just seems not efficient, especially going door to door to try to sell.
And there's a lot of cute different styles at other places. Yeah.
Can I have a quick aside when it comes to this? I know we have to get to your country. When I was growing up, my brother married a woman whose mother worked at Coors.
Okay.
Mm.
The brewery?
Yes.
Okay.
So all of our wrapping paper, she would get rolls
of
the bright silver label for Coors.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It doesn't have Coors on it. It's just the silver.
Oh.
And all of our presents, you walked into our house, it was like the Coors factory blew up under our tree.
Nice.
That's
awesome.
We didn't have to buy wrapping paper. We had free Coors Light wrapping paper.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. My goal for this, by the way, is I want everyone to have participated in something.
In
so far, Erica's done the gift wrap. You said you've done the popcorn. Or you remember
I
at
remember
least.
Popcorn. Okay. I hope you have mine on here.
We'll see.
I don't recall selling anything for school.
Oh. She was too busy acting.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Number eight, the car wash.
Oh, I didn't even have that on the list.
Yeah. The car wash.
Sleeper.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
It is
human trafficking.
I feel like it's gone downhill. I feel like it really happens in movies more than real life. Right?
You're not getting a good car wash.
No.
You're just not.
Yeah, it's kids climbing all over your car.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So it's as often happens, it's on the list out of respect. It's been around forever.
Yeah. Okay, that was number what? Eight?
Number eight.
Okay.
Yeah. Number seven, one I personally did, put my heart and soul into this, magazines.
Oh,
door-to-door magazine subscription.
But we never had all the magazines. I'd go somewhere and they're like, oh, I'll take, you got Field and Stream? And I'm like, we don't have that. Like, we had Boys Life. We had Highlights.
Oh, I loved Highlights.
Yeah.
Highlights.
They were always in the dentist office.
Yeah.
Yes, Goofus and Gallant.
And they
were the two, they were the two guys. One was good and one was...
Do you remember what we were selling these things for?
Because
I don't.
Mine were for like band trips. Like I was a band nerd, so it was like, the jazz band needs to go to Florida. And it was like, we were raising money for that.
See, our whole school would sell magazines.
Yeah.
It was just everyone sold magazines.
So was it for PE equipment or something?
I don't know. We partnered with some magazine company and I don't know if they gave us a cut. I don't know how that worked. But the girl whose dad was a dentist always won.
Oh, yeah.
Because he would just go nuts.
He subscribed to everything, write it off. And then she'd get to pick out all the prizes every week.
Okay.
Number six.
Yes.
Fundraiser rankings, merch. Just merch for the school, like t-shirts, hats, maybe a pom-pom kind of thing.
I think this would have been a great natural place to take a break either way, but I'm going to say this. This is normally where we take a break. Top five coming up in a minute.
Okay.
That one sucked so bad that I don't even know if we're coming back.
What do you mean?
That one wasn't good.
It's too all-encompassing and like, no.
Uh-huh. It's just gear for the school.
Oh, the Brighton Bulldogs. That just happens. You never went door-to-door with that.
I didn't say you had to go door-to-door. I said you're fundraising.
You're not going door to door with a hose and a sponge.
Let me, yeah. Pick a side here, Erica.
I love his side.
But you know that one sucked. You know that one sucked.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
But I don't even know, are they selling magazines anymore? Does that exist anymore? So now they sell merch, you know? You buy t-shirts and
here's what
the weird tie-dye ones.
We need to take a break.
Parents text in.
The top five may be coming up next.
Okay.
But if you don't want them, what word should they type? Text the word merch. M-E-R-C-H if you want this to stop right now. If you want more, text the word more.
Ooh.
To 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Maybe you guys didn't hear what I said. Text the word merch if you want this to stop. And not enough of you texted that.
Yeah. Everyone's selling merch. Everyone's moving merch these days. We've got some Slacker Show hats ourselves.
Mm. We don't sell them. We just give them away.
Yeah.
Should we sell them? Some?
I know shows who do sell their merch. It's crazy.
It feels wrong. I don't like it.
But what if we did it for like real cheap?
Okay. You want to have a meeting about it or you want to do it right now?
No, we can have a meeting about it later. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and explain what we're still listening to despite our best efforts.
These are the controversial fundraiser rankings. These are the things you did specifically during school to raise money for the school. The bottom half of the top 10, popcorn was 10. Gift wrap, not a lot of bang for your buck there. Yeah.
But Erica remembers it.
I definitely do, yeah.
Okay, car wash, a classic.
Remember that one?
Gotten out of style lately, I think. Magazines, also, I don't know if they still do that anymore.
Yeah, it's such a classic.
And number six was merch, which I think is kind of overtaken. You sell t-shirts and
so just to
hats.
Give people a little perspective, since we did the bottom five, T-Hack has made a case that they're going to get better from here. And if they don't...
can't think of a thing left.
I have one.
Oh my God. I know two. One will not be on the list. I know what number one has to be, and I'm writing it down now.
Say it.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
He's writing it down, so if you hold it up and nail it.
I want proof that I've nailed it. This is the one. It's happening in my kid's school right now.
I have two in mind, but I don't know which one is going to be first.
I'm going to do this one too. Okay, hold on.
I have my number one. I'll write it down as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows this one. Okay, so we...
He's not very bright.
Please intern your...
He's right here. Yeah.
No, I just don't know if they sold this one. This one gets... This one, people clamor for the one, but the one that I have here is the one I think is going to be...
Okay.
So, all right, the top five. Number five, chocolate bars.
Oh,
I just lost my number one.
That was my number one.
The chocolate bars with the almonds in them.
No,
they're like fries
with the crispy rice in them.
Yeah,
but well, it's
wait,
thin.
Your kid's best. School is doing that right now.
Yes.
Hello.
I'm not doing it. You know I will not sell to you guys.
Have you just bought a bunch then?
No, Mia, I don't know why. She's not in the... I think it's the symphonic band that has to do it, and she's in jazz band, so she hasn't had to do it.
Okay.
So when it's her time.
So
you really... Oh, my God.
After crunching the numbers, I put it at five because it is exciting. It is classic. Not the best chocolate. Not the best.
Crispy rice.
You are incorrect. I'm going to say this.
The numbers bear it out.
You know that my father, rest in peace, did not like it when I called our family poor. So I will not say that. But we did not have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely almost bankrupt my family every single year as I ate a truck ton of the chocolates, did not sell them. And then I'm like, Dad, I got to go turn the money in today. Aww. And it's like, well, where's the money? I'm like, well,
I ate
all the bars. I ate all the bars. It's like, how many did you sell? Like one. And like, how many do we owe for? I'm like, 30. I loved those bars so much. I had that at number one.
Oh,
what could you possibly have higher than that?
I have two higher than that.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm writing my other one down, and I know he doesn't know
this one. So you sold the chocolate bars, so now I think, did you ever sell chocolate bars? No. Okay.
God, they were so good.
Yeah. Aaron, you still haven't sold anything?
Again,
did you go to school?
Busy acting.
Yes, okay. She was on OnlyFans.
All right, number four, the fundraiser rankings. The coupon / discount card.
Damn it! That's such a good one.
Yeah,
I forgot
the little
about
card.
That.
I don't think we did, though.
Yeah. There is $400 worth of value in this book. That's what you would tell people. It's only $25, but there's $400.
And it was like local businesses and stuff?
Yes.
All you have to do is use the free pizza and it pays for itself.
Oh my God.
I could sell it today.
I remember the pitch.
Yeah.
And it would be good for a year, and then
that should be number one, dude. That should be number one.
Have that on your list?
No, that's just one I remember.
Okay.
Well, I didn't do it. My siblings did it.
She remembers.
Because here's the deal. Like, and the truth is, to get any of the discounts, you had to buy something. So it's like $20 off at Hayek Chevrolet if you buy a Cadillac. And you're like, what? Hold up. So if I give you $30,000, you're, $20 off. You know, you only paid $24 for the book. Like, what? No.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay. At number four. Number three, fundraiser rankings. I'm interested if anyone in this, because I've never done this myself, but cookie dough.
Oh, yes.
I am.
Did you sell cookie dough?
I have this for my cookie dough. I have knots.
Knots.
Dude, if you don't have this on there.
Are you not? Not.
K-N-O-T-S. It's in the cookie dough family. They sell at the same time, the garlic knots.
But it's frozen. Oh.
It's like homemade. Huh. They sell like, what do you call the thing?
I just feel
monkey
like
brains?
Monkey bread.
Monkey bread.
Yeah.
That.
I don't feel that that's in the cookie dough family. Yeah. But yes, our freezer, because there was four of us, it was just stacked with the cookie dough. My mom would be like, who wants a cookie? And pull out four of the hunks.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
And so this is the Slacker Show research team, and I've came across this very interesting tidbit with the cookie dough. Okay. Never ever once been cooked. Only eaten raw.
No, sounds like her mom never did it once. We would eat a lot of them raw.
Okay. We fired most of them raw.
All right.
Damn, this dude.
I'm getting so nervous because my two are, I hope they're one and two.
I saw one of hers and there's no way it's on this list.
I want you to understand something.
Okay.
As the biggest opponent to this.
Yes.
You're winning me over.
Oh, wow.
You are.
More people on our team.
Can I interest you in my son's discount card?
Let's go.
Okay, we're in the top two now. The fundraiser rankings. I got a pep in my
seat. Neither one of mine are going to be on here. Because if Knott's wasn't on there, then I'm out.
This is going to be controversial.
Oh, boy.
But it is the second best fundraiser. It is a restaurant give back night. A little
nuanced and very modern.
A little modern.
It's Prairie View Chick-fil-A night.
Yeah, or
when you factor in the minimal effort, just go to Chick-fil-A tonight.
Yeah,
we want to go anyways. We're gonna have fun. You get 15% or whatever it is. Pretty easy.
Just mention
great.
The Brighton Bulldogs
exactly,
when you.
Oh, yep.
Your kid had one of those recently, right?
He did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That's I don't think my other one made the list. And I'm really, really sad. Here's the deal. You've done some really good ones now. And if this is a letdown, I'm back on the other team.
I don't know.
Still none of yours mentioned?
No.
And again, her first one that I've seen.
Can I show you guys what
to
mine
be fair,
is?
I don't know.
Oh.
You guys never did this
heard
one?
Of that.
Oh, my God. No one else did this. I don't think Tiak has this on your list. Do you have this on your list?
No, what is
the
that?
The last one, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, then I want to say mine before you say yours.
Yeah, what is that?
We sold, like, the glass. It's like a half a wine. It's like a wine bottle with the top cut off with a painting of Jesus on the front. And it's a candle. It doesn't always have to be Jesus.
Oh,
it's like the fancy candles.
Be careful what you're doing with your hands.
It's
like a prayer candle.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we weren't a religious school.
Yeah,
that's weird.
But at Christmas, we sold the candles.
Interesting. For specific things, like for band, a specific group would sell the candle. Door to door? Hey, you want a candle?
Yes.
It looks a little dark in there.
The other, oh.
I have a thought.
Oh my God.
A jump-a-thon? A jump rope-a-thon? Mm.
Oh, there is the whatever you have to do. Like, he's going to do laps and you pay so much per racing laps. The other one.
There's a dance-a-thon. Also was considered.
The other one that I don't think you have, because I bet your school didn't do it. We could take over, like the Nuggets would go and Aramark would go, hey, this particular beer / pretzel / popcorn stand is your school's.
Wow.
Yes.
So
we, I remember my brothers were old enough and we all went and they're at the Pepsi Center going, cold beer here. And they were selling it. And then the cash went to my school.
We did that too. Yeah. We had a minor league baseball team that we used to would work the concessions for them. That's why restaurant give back night is number two, because now you don't have to work. You just go eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's number one?
The best fundraiser of all time for schools coming in at number one.
Yeah.
The bake sale.
A bake sale!
We should have one!
Of course!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Slacker,
When you were having children, let's go back. How many years?
Oh my God.
What? No, 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 no.
This is it.
No.
She has a bow in her hair too. And it's blue. Do you think it's a boy?
Oh my God, is this a gender reveal?
Pregnant.
This is incredible. Like, Tiak did the same thing where he didn't tell us before he told us, you know?
Yeah.
He just announced it. I like this. Do it.
I am here to announce Slacker is extremely unoriginal and I am not pregnant.
What are you talking about?
The list of the most popular baby names for 2025 came out for both boys and girls.
Okay.
The number one boy name.
Yeah.
Noah.
No, it's not. Not anymore. It's not. No, it's not.
For 2025.
I think you read it wrong.
Oh, is it the other way?
I don't know.
No, I think.
Oh,
it's still almost number one.
Sorry, it's two. It's the number two. Yeah. Name.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And the number
the
nine.
Slacker show. We are full of facts.
Absolutely.
Misinformed. No. Okay. So what do you?
Well, hold on. The number nine girl name, Mia. So both in the top 10. How does that feel?
First off, my kids are 18 and 15. So it's not like I named them this week. I'm like, hey, what's popular? I'm going to name my daughter Ophelia after, like, she's 15.
That's a cute name.
You name your daughter Ophelia?
It's not on the list. I bet we'll see it popping up.
My God. Hey, next year, Ophelia's
year
making the list.
What was your son born?
Don't do this. Don't do this.
I'd like to. 2006. Perfect.
Guess what name is going to be number one on the list?
It's not number one.
It was number one, I think.
Oh.
It's ranked high forever.
Here's the thing. I want you to understand. So let me ask you this. I got 20 things I want to ask you all at once. But I'm going to start with Tiak because I think he can answer it honestly.
Okay.
When you discovered the name you wanted to name your son, which is Leo Siempre.
Very good. Yeah.
I couldn't remember which one was heart and which one was did you give a flying F where Leo ranked in the list, or did you like the way you did?
Yeah.
That's why they didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, there was I didn't want it to be a trendy name. I didn't want it to be like one of the most common ones, and I think at the time he was 16. I think it was Leo was 16.
Okay.
And I went back to the year I was born, and Tyler, my full name, was also number 16. And we're like, okay, that's good. Because I like Tyler. I think you never go, what? I've never heard that. You know Tyler, but I don't have to explain it. But not everyone's
named
Tyler.
And you don't spell it stupid.
Yeah. Although, since moving to Denver, I think there are a lot of Tylers out there treating women badly, it sounds like.
No.
Like a bad reputation.
That is kind of
Tyler's
true.
Like the new Josh.
Yeah. Which, come
sorry,
on, guys.
Sorry, not your friend, Josh.
No, you know what's weird? The bad names for boys are like Josh and Chad.
Chad, yeah.
And those are my friends.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They're on the other side. They're setting a good example.
Yes, they're the shining North Star by
Tyler's
which all...
Tyler's were better than this. Yes. Come on.
That was a good pedal. You did care, though?
A little bit. I just didn't. And every time this comes out, I get a little nervous because we know a couple other Hazels around the same. And I'm like, is it going to pop up? But it's not cracking the top 10. So I feel good. I feel good. We're in the sweet spot. We're in the teens.
Erica, when you're blessed with a child.
Yes, hopefully no sooner than a year from now.
I don't think, but you will. We didn't care.
Do you have name picks out already?
Name picks out.
Names picks out.
No, we've discussed some names just like in passing, but they will not be top 10 names. Mm-hmm.
To your point, though, Slacker, my daughter's name, Hazel, she's named after my wife's grandmother. So that was we liked the name. Mm. And if that was number one, we were still going to go with that name.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is that, like, we just, the list of parameters that were on naming my children, you don't even understand.
Yes, you've told us some of them.
Like, my ex-wife, is from Brazil. The name has to be pronounceable by a Brazilian. And it's like, there are just certain words. Okay. If you know anybody Brazilian, walk up to them, point at a squirrel, and have fun. Like, they can't do S-Q-U with the R's. It's like, skier, skier. Their face will melt off, and eventually their brain will explode. Perfect. They can't say the word. Okay. So there's names you can't name your kid because you don't want them going like, come here. you got to name your kid something they can pronounce.
Yeah.
That's one. That was for stipulation. I don't like names that can be rhymed or nicknamed. Like, I will say this, and I know what you're going to do, texters, so I don't even care. My name's Michael.
Yeah.
I hate the name Mike. I hate it. I really hate Mikey. Oh, look at what you're doing. Look at all the Mikeys coming
Mikey.
In. It doesn't bother Mikey. I went through a phase. It's like, Mikey, I wanted a name that is, you know, that's your name. There's no shorter Erica.
No. No, I've never really had a nickname.
You can't.
Except Princess.
Right. But like, that's just a different thing. But like, you're mm-hmm. like, that's the name.
Yeah.
And so not rhymeable, not nicknameable. Those are the parameters. So we couldn't find a name until my wife at the time was sitting at home crying her face out because some woman killed all of her children. It was one of those mm-hmm. women who did the what? Postpartum thing.
Oh,
in 2006 and like killed like four or five of her children or whatever. And one of them was named Noah. And she's like, that's the name. And I'm like, what was I going to say?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, hold on. Well, it's number one on the list. I can't name it that.
I have a friend who named all of her children. They could not be in the top 100.
Then you're just naming your kids something stupid.
No, yeah. Their names are cute.
No, say it.
Well, I don't know if I want to like out her. Her daughter's name is Aza. That's a beautiful name, but not like Aza Gonzalez.
If you're on the podcast, if you're listening to the podcast on the Odyssey app, go back like 15 seconds and you'll know what I think of that name.
Because it's hard to say?
No, it's stupid.
Oh.
Now you don't have to go back.
My gosh.
I said they named her something stupid. You said no, and then you said the name, and I'm like, ta-da!
That's a name!
It's not Aza.
I've never heard that name.
Correct.
You've never heard
Tyler?
Of Aza Gonzalez?
You've never heard the name Aza Tyler?
I haven't, no.
Because it's not a name. It's an A on the end of the abbreviation for Arizona.
I want
Arizona.
You both to look up Aza Gonzalez, and you're going to go,
I don't care if she's a smoke show.
She
I've
is.
Never heard of her.
We just talked about a guy named Mingus. That's a real name. I'm not naming my kid that.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I've got a story. Even when you're at the hospital, be careful who you give the finger to.
Okay, yeah. Uh-oh. What? Okay. All right.
I've got a story. What? It's not a bear, but it's pretty close.
Okay. I'm scared.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah. New Hampshire.
Isn't that like, oh, it's fall?
Yeah. No, isn't Woo-hoo. New Hampshire like Boston? Isn't that
kinda
part of New England?
Close, I think.
Yeah, it's like, isn't Rhode Island mm-hmm. and like. Yeah. Connecticut is like all those.
Yeah, but I feel like New Hampshire is really beautiful.
Okay, but they still talk stupid.
All right. Well, a couple in New Hampshire was just hanging out in their house, and it was they saw something come in. They had their glass open. Sorry. They had their sliding door.
Do you want some time? You want T-Hack to go first?
Their sliding door was open. It's like a glass door.
Okay.
And they saw something come in, and the woman at first was like, oh my gosh, a cat just wandered into our house.
Nice. Good kitty.
It's not a cat. It was a bobcat just in their home.
It's not a cat.
Yes. So they were a little panicked.
A little panicked? Hon, what do you want to do?
The dog was barking and barking until the husband and son coaxed the animal back out, but not before it scratched up their wall. So they saw it. They got out of the room. And then they were like, okay, what are we going to do?
Yes, coax it out. No, move, burn your house to the ground.
A
be
bobcat?
Done, find a new life.
They're like deadly, I think. And also, a bobcat? Get out of here.
Get. If you make us cry one more time.
I can't handle it.
No.
The bobcat's name was Buddy.
No.
My story is out of Italy.
Ragu.
I just spoke Spanish.
Chef Boyardee.
Maso menos.
Okay.
Pizza.
There was pasta.
Lasagna.
Play.
Enjoy Pepe.
Pepe.
And I'm just hungry.
Parmesan.
There was a 47-year-old man. He went to...
what is going on there?
went to that old...
I don't know what just... It was a 47-year-old man.
He lost part of his finger in a work-related accident. I hope you're all happy now.
Okay,
joke,
not
huh?
happy, not happy.
Well, he went to the hospital with this partly detached finger.
Yikes.
And he was so sick of waiting. He was just waiting and waiting to be seen forever. He said, you know what? I got 9. So he just...
What?
He just kind of removed the rest of the finger, left it there, and he went on his way.
He went on his way. Like,
he didn't even get stitches.
No,
he left.
He left the finger behind.
I don't
he was
think
so
you
fed
can
up.
Just do that.
What's stopping you?
Yeah, exactly.
Death.
No. No, you're
think
not gonna
about it.
Die.
If your finger was severed,
yeah.
You're bleeding a lot.
Yeah, it'll stop.
It's gonna really, really hurt. You'll get infected. What do you do? Just going home and being like, put some Neosporin on it.
Yeah, you put some gnocchi on it and some prosciutto, some abundanza.
The hospital, the hospital donated the finger to the cafeteria. So it was Chef Boyardee.
No. A 47-year-old man.
We're off the rails.
Yeah, somebody's got to tie this thing together.
Those were the stupid people we could have found for today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today. Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.